Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey, the way you're supposed to play. You throw a little lumber if a guy gets in your way. You play like Gordie Howe or Eddie fucking Shore. We can't all be Gretzky's, the Muser, Bobby Orr's.
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit.
Damn it! That goal regulation size of what?
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. As a country, we'll stop working on some Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the biscuit podcast.
Hey, you wanna go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man. Good luck to you too, buddy.
Hashtag take a biscuit. Big Ran, how you doing, bud?
Good. Feels great to be back.
Aw, man, I totally had a joke and was going to say that Dark Guy was on, and I fucking just now remembered. So, Dark Guy, how are you?
can't start a joke that badly.
Dude, I can fuck. I've got three kids. I can start as many bad jokes as I want, dude. It's been a long summer, dude. What have you been up to?
Dad jokes. Nothing but working, really. I'm working ridiculous hours lately for some reason.
Oh, that's always fun. Just in time for hockey season, huh?
Yeah, I know. They make talk about we can't even leave till they say so, like they're our parents.
Yeah, thanks, Obama.
No, that's a good joke.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Well, what we're going to do here is we just want to do a little summer recap and get everybody excited for the season, which starts next Wednesday?
Yeah.
Is it next Wednesday?
It's like 9 days, 8 days. I think it's, 8 days, so that would be Wednesday.
It's October 4th, yeah. That I hope they don't call it. Is there a Wednesday night rivalry the first night? That can't be right. But they do like... What opens up football, Monday night football or Thursday night?
Thursday night.
Okay, so, I guess they could. Why not? But...
They're doing Penguins host the Blues October 4th.
Is that Wednesday night rival?
I don't feel like the St. Louis Blues are a rival for them.
Oh, well, I have on my list of things to cover the schedule for the Wednesday night rival, so we'll get to it and we'll go down all these fucking... quote-unquote rivalry games. How Pittsburgh and Columbus don't get one of those blows my mind.
Yeah, it's Penguins-Blues. Wednesday is the opener.
Edmonton has to play Wednesday. There's no way Connor McDavid doesn't play an opening night.
The other three games are Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, Calgary, and
San Jose, Philly.
Yeah.
Well, I could not watch a second of that game and be okay. Well, I got a list of shit I wrote down for the summer. I tried to do it chronologically, so we'll see how it goes. And because what I tried to run this summer was just interviews with people I thought were interesting and just tried to do that kind of thing this summer. So we didn't really cover a lot of the hockey news. I don't know how we'll do that going forward in the next off season, but it seemed to work this year, but I don't know. I definitely missed having you on, so I don't think we'll go that long with no Big Ran. So this year's...
Yeah, it's been weird not being on it.
Have you even ever listened?
I have.
Which was your favorite... What was your favorite interview?
Parker.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
How fucking cool is that guy?
Yeah, I mean, do you see the stuff he's tweeting about the NFL? It's making me laugh every day.
Oh, yeah, dude. He's cracking me up.
Unbelievably pissed off, like calling them ungrateful pussies.
Dude, he's a fucking American through and through, man. And like all his... Like, everyone he hangs out with are, like, veterans of war and, like, Cowboy Cerrone. So there's no,
Yeah, he doesn't care.
They're red-blooded Americans, man. They don't give a flying fuck. Well, Big Rand, seven people were elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame. And there were some bangers. Timo Solani, probably the best rookie campaign in NHL history. Gotta be. Dave Vanderchuk, your boy, Mark Recchi.
Yeah.
Did he ever wear the C in Pittsburgh or just the A?
I am not positive on that one.
And Paul Kariya, man.
I think the A, I know the A a couple. I mean, man, I won't be able to recall on that one.
Yeah. So two Mighty Ducks make it in. Both of them well deserving. I would assume Kariya is a first ballot because he's not that old.
No, how old do you? What is the age? Do you know?
Dude, I don't even know how they do it for football. So I definitely, I don't know how they do it. If there is like a year limit, or if there isn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't. I know the NFL is something. Like 8 year, I don't know. They're all different, yeah.
Yeah, so there's no debating that Teemu Selanne had the best rookie season with 76 fucking goals in 1992.
That's how many goals he had his rookie year.
Yeah, 76. That's incredible. That's remarkable.
Only 8 players have ever scored 70 goals. He did it his rookie year.
Did he ever do it again?
I'm not sure, but that's insane.
Yeah, that's freaky. And I think Vanderchuk was a part of that Stanley Cup Tampa Bay team that was pretty fucking good with like Martin St. Louis and Torts. And then looks like some fucking, you know, owners and coaches get in, but. I don't know them. One's a retired Canadiens woman hockey player. So
yeah, Danielle Goyetta.
Yeah. So shout out to her. Shout out to NWHL. They had a draft. I guess they always have a draft, but first pick was a goalie. So that's pretty badass.
Nice.
You can't beat that. It's got to be weird with 4 teams drafting, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure that's not the most exciting draft of all time.
How many rounds are there?
It's probably 4.
That's crazy.
So I think it's, Katie Burt, goalie going to the Boston Pride from a trade from the Connecticut Whale. So, you know, good for her. Yeah, I love a goalie going top.
Yeah.
Top corns.
You say top corn.
Top corn. we went over the awards, didn't we? Was that the last episode you were on? We went who did?
Yeah.
So we did everyone who won the awards.
Yep.
I did want to mention. I don't think we mentioned on that episode how well that Jose Mangiolini, or whatever the fuck his name is, did. I thought he did a great job hosting.
Oh yeah. It's. Joe, I think it's just Joe.
His name's not Jose. Is that racist? Am I racist?
Yeah, for sure. I don't even think he's Spanish. But
well, he's not. He's fucking brown, isn't he?
I don't know. I just the only thing I know about him is he says redonkulous. And,
well, his opening segment was fucking.
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, yeah, and Davis. Davis.
They go out to brunch, and he's like. This banana nut bread is redonkulous, bro.
is he the older, or what's his, Jason Segel's like bro from college?
Yeah, and they're like, do that bromance shit for like 3 episodes.
Fuck yeah. I thought he did a great job. He was definitely a step up from Joe Hamm, who forgot Alex Ovechkin's first name the year prior.
Oh, it was hilarious. How funny was he when he did that shit with Crosby and...
in the locker room?
Yeah, when he first got there. No, when he acted like what's his dick had to have a seat beside him. Kamish.
Oh, Bettman. yeah, he was great. They should let him just do that every year. I don't see any reason not to. You're not going to get somebody better than him, I don't think.
No, he made fun of the Flyers. Like he had some pretty messed up jokes where like people weren't even laughing because they were so like over the line.
Yeah, he was pushing it, dude. Well, he's Mexican. He can do whatever he wants. on a lighter note, more of a serious note, I had mentioned about Eddie Olczyk, being diagnosed with colon cancer. I just wanted to do catch up with that. He's undergoing treatment. Everything seems to be going well there. He caught it in its early stages, so it's a treatable cancer. But having cancer is always a fucking bummer. So our biscuit thoughts go out to him. Fucking one of the best American hockey players of all time.
Yeah, it has like the second most consecutive points or something like that, tied with Phil Kessel.
Yeah, 18-game point streak until Patrick Kane broke it a couple years ago.
Patrick Kane raped it a couple years
ago? Yeah, he raped like 26 games off. What he probably did was didn't rape anybody for 26 games and just started scoring shit tons of points because he had so much energy.
The thing with Eddie O is he got fired the year the Penguins drafted Crosby.
Oh, really?
He was their head coach.
Oh, no shit.
They went 8-17, and he got shit canned. Just think he could have had the greatest era. He could have had – because that 05 season was the first year Fleury really – played. He got drafted 2 years before, but played with the Scranton.
Well, that whole situation was weird because Pittsburgh sucked with, I guess, Eddie O as the coach. Then you get Evgeny's older than Sidney, right?
Yeah.
So you draft Evgeny Malkin. Then the league goes on strike, and just lo and behold, guess who's sitting there waiting for the first pick of the draft the next year? So it gives
it's like the Crosby sweepstakes is the 05 draft.
Yeah, so they get I think they still carried over the lottery picks from the year before the lockout. Like they didn't just erase it and do a new.
They were dead last the year before.
They were dead last 2 years in a row, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, they were like fifth in the division and dead last in the conference, and then like I said, they came out that next year and they were awful again, and they shit canned Eddie O. You gotta think Lemieux was his captain.
Oh yeah, yeah. You gotta be. Yeah.
Lemieux retired like in Christmas because he was just done apparently.
Yeah, that was weird.
Retired halfway through. Crosby's a rookie. They fire Eddie O. Penguins were a shithole there when I was in high school.
Yeah, they went. I mean. They definitely had a resurgence. I mean, that was rough there for a while, but that's how it goes. Look at the Kings now. I think they're in the same kind of situation where it's going to be, do you know Cal Peterson signed with them?
No, I did not.
Yeah, I just learned that myself. I thought he was working out for Buffalo. But he's going
to... good luck to him, I guess.
Yeah, they need to deal fucking Zakhoff off and... because Quick doesn't have that much left in him, I don't think. So, and Cal Peterson's a fucking stud.
Yeah.
It's a bummer he's going to be in L.A., but he's good luck to him. And at least we don't have to play him a bunch, him being on the West Coast.
Will he still play college hockey this year?
Oh, he was a senior, dude.
What's that?
He graduated.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, they can own the rights to, and you can still play college hockey, right? Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, right?
What I thought.
It's like baseball.
Like baseball, yeah.
Yeah. The other sad news is Brian Boyle was diagnosed like, 2 weeks ago with chronic, basically
leukemia?
Yeah, leukemia. It's a blood and bone marrow cancer. And what's crazy is the NHL caught it. They do blood tests on all these guys, checking them for steroids and, to make sure no one's going to pass out and die on the ice. So good on them to catch that and to catch it early. And his hard ass is saying he's going to be there opening night. Like, that's how much fucks that's how much fucks he gives about cancer.
Yeah, I like that. That made me happy.
He'd not just be there. He says he's going to play opening night.
I believe him.
I believe him too. I've never really been a big fan of him just because, like, I've he's always just fucking shoved it up Columbus's ass. Like, he's always that agitator, always that fucking tough guy, always seems to play really well against them. And until last year when he went to Toronto, I was kind of like, oh, this is fucking cool. I like seeing him down here. And then when he said, yeah, dude, fuck cancer, I'll be there, I was like, oh, yeah, this guy's – I'm a fan.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And he's fucking American, so, you know,
yeah.
Why not? And, dude, look out for the New Jersey Devils, man. They might not be
– they're trying.
I actually caught them preseason last night until Laura Jo made me turn the channel because it was 8-1. She literally goes, why are you watching an 8-1 New Jersey Devils Ottawa Senators preseason game? And it was the, you know, the Hockeyville, Kraft Hockeyville. So it was in like a fucking tiny rink too. It was like the shittiest looking thing. And I was just like, there's nothing on. I have missed seeing hockey so bad that I will watch Nico Hischel fucking score 73 goals. And he looks good, dude. He looks like they made the right pick on the top pick. I know there was a lot of talk about Nolan Patrick, but I think Nico looks pretty damn good.
Is that a foreshadowing you're picked on this weekend?
Yeah, I'm picking Nico with my first draft pick. That's what I'm going to do. Someone who might not fucking play. That's good, though. Guys, you got to – we need four more people for our Unhealthy Biscuit. We teamed up with Unhealthy Scratch Podcast. Our draft's Friday, so we really need four fucking people to sign up. We don't have four fucking people.
That's what I'm saying. God damn it.
We don't have four fucking people. Like, I don't like fantasy hockey as much as the next person, but I'm doing it. Maybe it'll be fun. I've never done it. Maybe I'll like it.
Oh, it's fun.
This seems – do we have to do a lineup every fucking game for 82 games?
Well, what it is you go head-to-head and you play each other. You play that one person for, like, a whole week.
Oh, okay.
So, like, October 4th through, like, the 11th, you'll play one guy for 1 week.
Okay.
So you do have to set your lineup every day because, like, you know, goalies don't go every night.
Right.
Like, if you got someone starting, you'll automatically not get in five, you know what I mean? You just get zeros.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that later. I'm sure that league will come up a bunch as we move forward. Chinese games. Did you check those out?
No, but I checked out all the, you know, highlights and everything like that.
I have seen three Vancouver Canucks games.
I just don't know why it was the Kings and the Canucks is what it is to me. I mean, they're trying to – because LA's got a good following or what?
Well, you got to think about where they're flying out of.
LA.
Yeah, and then you got to think they have to send a team from Canada. So that's what I would assume, that both of those teams are like the furthest, most west teams. And Chinese people probably love L.A.
Yeah, that's what I guessed. I figured it was, you know, L.A.
Yeah, L.A., number one, big hero, L.A.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude, how racist am I going to be on here?
What?
That's Mexicans, Chinese people. I'm fucking on a roll, dude.
Pessy?
You want Pessy? Pessy. It's cool. I get it. That's a huge market.
Yeah, there was 10,000 fans or more at Shanghai and Beijing for both games. So, I mean, for the first time, that's a lot of fans.
Dude, the first time somebody was, like, checked into the boards, I thought those little fucking Chinese brains were going to explode. Dude, they were screaming. Dude, it was cool. It was like watching like hockey with, like, you know, Bronson or Emery, where, like, it's so fresh in their brain and so new and so exciting. Like, I was getting fucking jacked up about it.
Oh!
Yeah. But, and I mean, it's just a precursor for the, what is it, 2024 or 2020 Olympics?
Yeah.
Because those are in China, right?
Yep.
So you know, shame on them for not sending everybody this year, but America still looks good in 4 years with Austin Matthews and the young guys we have, Charlie McAvoy, and just
you don't think that's going to change yet?
They'll play in China.
No, the Olympics.
I don't think so, dude.
The 18. You don't think anything's going to happen?
No, even Ovechkin said he's not going now. Like, he pussed out.
I know, but you don't think, like, what if Bettman's going to change his mind? Like, you don't think anything's going to happen? You think they're just going to go with it?
I think they're going to go with it. And I heard, I forget who I was talking to on one of my season previews that I was doing. But he, oh, the dude, Dan Stevenson from Calgary, thinks that Shane Doan and Jerome Iginla are going to play for Team Canada.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm into that. I'm totally into that. But
well, I follow Vlasic Dill Pickle online on Twitter.
What's he saying about it?
And he won, you know, the gold medal in 14 and the World Cup in 16. But anyway, he tweeted a picture of the medals.
Yeah.
It said 2018 medal, and it had gold, silver, and bronze like in a GIF. And it said, man, these look pretty nice. And that was it. And then Brad Marchand retweeted it and said, yeah, no one from the NHL wants those.
Dude, that's crazy because I was just about to say, am I going to be a Brad Marchand fan because of his Twitter?
I couldn't believe he said something after what Vlasic put.
Dude, did you see him call that fucking fat dude? Like, he said, you look like the pig from Charlotte's Web to some dude just talking, just trolling him.
Yeah, he said, I agree or disagree with the plug comment, but I know for a fact that you look like the pig from Charlotte's Web.
Were they talking about his hair or something?
I don't know. They were like, you've been the plug since day one, and he just ripped that guy a new one.
Oh, okay. I see. Yeah, dude, he has just been fucking and this is my favorite tweet he has, even though I know this one isn't a joke. Anyone going to Ed Sheeran this weekend?
Oh, yeah.
Well, he started with when that first playoff preseason game, I mean, it was Boston and somebody, but there was like 36 penalties or something crazy like that. With the new face-off rules. And he was just like, guys, this is, you know, out of fucking control. They're like, we can't play hockey like this. This has to fucking change. I'm trying to find it, but he might have deleted it like a fucking PUD.
Yeah, he said something about being an absolute joke that guys are serving time for face-offs. And he said, you might as well put defensive players in a face-off because it don't matter anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, like if my fucking winger can't, because what it's like if your wing, like, so the marks on the faceoff circle are there. I mean, for this reason, they've never done it. I mean, ever. So if you move your foot or your winger moves his foot before the puck's dropped, you get a penalty for it.
Yeah, even the heel, like. All right, there's a video of Wayne Gretzky doing a face-off, and Marchand said, it said his wing player's heels on the line. Why don't you show us a video of an illegal play, because that's illegal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And that started some shit, too. So, yeah, he's been all over Twitter.
So they had that one. Dude, you know, I'm going to be real fucking pissed if it's a third period and it comes down to a face-off and you go on a penalty and you lose a game because of that. Oh, it's for sure. And it's a way to try to get scoring up, but it's a shitty rule. They say it's because a guy's cheating for a face-off. Yeah, I mean, you're going to a little bit. That's just part of the deal. I mean, everybody's fucking doing it.
I thought the face-offs were that bad.
Oh, no, you're a Penguins fan. Of course you don't.
He'll play by the rules. He always does.
Oh, Brad? Yeah, exactly. Fucking Slewfoot himself, dude.
I think that's why it's so funny and why people are so like pissed off about it, because like he's the one talking about it.
Yeah. The other Twitter account I wanted to bring up to you and see if you were following it at all this summer is the balls on Las Vegas.
Oh, every day of my life I follow them. Now, they make me want to quit being a Penguins fan and become a Vegas fan just because of their Twitter.
Now, I've seen two camps on this. I've seen people like you and me who think it's hilarious, and then old curmudgeons like Fourth Line Voice are like, you know, what 13-year-old kid's running this? We need to have some respect around here. I think it's probably he's probably just a Habs fan because that fucking that Habs tweet was hilarious. Like, oh yeah, you guys won a bunch of cups when there were six teams. Good for you, or whatever it was.
They've been on fire. All right, like they were playing someone the other night, and Jake Bischoff scored a goal. And they started tweeting pictures of Eric Bischoff saying, I guess Vegas is the new NWO of the NHL. just because of Bischoff. And they, oh, there was the Ducks. They were playing the Ducks.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were playing the Ducks, and every time they scored a goal, they were showing the bad coach on the Mighty Ducks movies popping his collar.
Oh, yeah.
They were acting like they were the villains in the movie. It was cracking me up.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know what it is, but I just like that team.
I'll be at the game the day before New Year's Eve, I think, December 30th.
Oh, no shit.
I'll be in Vegas, and they play home that weekend. I told my wife there's no way I won't be going to that game. I don't care if anyone comes with me.
Yeah, you got to go. That's a no-brainer. Because they're like we've said before, they're not going to be a team in 3 years.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a t-shirt, make sure I have a Vegas hockey t-shirt.
Yeah, give me a puck.
All right.
I need a puck. Fucking good luck buying those new Adidas shirts. They're like fucking $60.
I'll get a fucking bootleg Vegas hockey shirt on the fucking strip.
Dude, you know how many of those are going to be? They're going to be everywhere. It's going to be awesome. Fucking Vegas strip is it's going to be so fucking sweet. All right, wanted to bring up
probably how I get tickets. Stand out beside fucking New York. Some guy selling fucking Vegas tickets for the game.
Oh, dude, go down to Old Vegas and get a fucking pair of tickets for $10. Or fucking, yeah. You know, shoot the basketball in the third hoop in the air and win fucking Gambit's tickets.
All you gotta do is watch this. All you gotta do is come in this van and watch this video for the next half hour, and you get free tickets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, fuck, dude. Okay. The other rule changes I wanted to bring up quickly. There's one, if it's high sticking in your zone on a power play, the faceoff doesn't go down to the opponent. It stays in your zone for the faceoff. Just more rules to get more goals.
Yeah.
And then the one rule I do like that they changed is the offsides rule, because that was getting a little out of control. So now, if you challenge an offsides and you lose, it's a fucking 2-minute penalty.
And I like that.
Fuck yeah, I like it too. Because it was getting, I mean, teams were just calling them last year all nimbly-bimbly because half the
playoffs
time,
got out of control.
Yeah, well, they don't give a fuck about their timeout, dude. A timeout,
why would you?
A timeout in hockey is, they're not like real things. It's not like a fucking make or break situation where, like, if you blow a timeout in football, it could fuck your whole season.
And they've ruined a couple. They ruined a couple games with it last year.
Yeah, I can't.
Was it the Blue Jackets Penguins series? There was
offsides
challenge.
Yeah, you guys got one that was wrong. That was one of the things. There was, you know, the puck to Werenski's face, the offsides, the hold. Yep. There's a whole slew of things that attributed to you guys actually being able to beat Columbus last year.
Mm.
Not all non-talent related.
Oh, Jake Gensel's hat trick wasn't talent related?
No, that was also fake news.
Did you say Jake news?
Fuck, that's pretty good, dude. That's pretty good. So, that now the refs just have to figure out how to use a fucking tablet and actually, like, call these things in a speedy manner and get the fucking games back on.
Well, why there has to be a guy in a booth, right, that says, like...
Dude, the fucking... The crew in Toronto are the ones telling them what to say anyhow. The refs aren't really fucking... The refs aren't deciding.
No.
There's
like,
no...
Hey, a lot of people on TV just saw that, and the announcers just said... That looks like a fucking hold. You might want to call that.
Right. And I think the refs also should start watching more football games and be able to discern the penalties more articulate. Because in the NFL, they'll break it down to you. Like, this is why. Here you go.
Oh, yeah.
For the casual fan, it's going to help, draw them in more. And be like, oh, that's what that was. Not like, what the fuck happened? Slashing, they're going to be calling a shit ton this year, too. That one's going to get annoying because there's times where it's deserved, but there's been a few times in this preseason where it's been like really fucking powder puff.
That's what I mean. There's times where it's just like they do it to their leg real quick, and then they're just going to call it now.
Yeah. Now, if you touch somebody's glove with your fucking blade, dude, you're getting it called. It's happening.
And that a lot of people just do like – Like you said, there's stuff where like they'll slap them real quick,
yeah,
and they won't call. They'll just keep playing. It's kind of like, hey, fuck off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I see Malkin do that a lot.
He does
the hey, fuck off a lot.
Well, I mean, it happens.
Like, all right, dude, get the fuck off me, and he'll like hit him in the leg.
It happens to them a lot too. I think the players will like it because they're going to be able to go a little more buck wild, but. I don't know. Taking away something physical from the game seems to not be the direction I want it to go, but it's just, I guess that's the future of the sport. Do you see?
Well, they don't want people fucking dying.
Oh, yeah. I mean, people are getting their fucking fingers chopped off by Sidney Crosby. So,
Jesus Christ.
Something's got to change. Did you see Tom Wilson?
Yeah.
What'd you think of that hit?
I could not believe that they gave him a suspension for something that shouldn't have even been called.
I see the 2-minute interference, okay? Fine.
I don't. The puck, like, when you watch it, alright, hockey in real time is faster than that fucking video that people are watching.
Oh, yeah. Dude, slow-mos are tricky in hockey because it doesn't look like he's even close to the puck in the slow-mo.
I understand where the puck is, but, man, that's not how that shit looked live.
Live it looked just like a brutal-ass hit. I was like, oh, shit.
Exactly.
But George Parros is he's putting his foot down, man. He's not playing fuck around.
Oh, he put his foot down. Preseason game, he gave him a fucking that's like a reward.
Dude, I've read this. I've actually read this very thing, Big Ram, that he was giving him a tough guy fucking break. Like, hey, bud, just take the night, you know, rest the hands for 2 games and then get ready for the season. So it was almost like hey, get ready for the year and fucking take these 2 fucking bullshit games off, which he wouldn't have been playing many minutes anyhow.
He should have gave him the first two games if he was trying to make a statement.
Right, exactly. But it wasn't warranted. I think it was more so just to act like he's going to – yeah, I mean, he's going to have a heavy fist this year, which I don't – he's going to be fair. I really do think he's going to be fair, and I really do think he's going to crush this job.
I think so, too. Like you said, he's definitely going to be fair. He's some guy that was – like he never was suspended.
Right. And he's not going to want to lose his job either.
He understood the difference between player safety and I'm going to level you into the fucking ice.
Yeah. George Parros was under the, hey, you touched my boy. I have to fucking knock your teeth out now.
Legally.
I'm going to come over here. You're going to drop those fucking mitts and I'm going to punch you in the fucking face.
Yeah, exactly. So he knows the difference.
I thought that was remarkable, dude, that he has never been suspended.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
That's not – for being a violent human, that's not easy. There's not a lot of enforcers that haven't been suspended.
No, and what, Princeton grads? I mean, his education has to be through the roof.
Him and Westgrath are Princeton grads.
But, I mean, you can't mess with the man's education.
No, when he put his application in for that job, they were probably like, oh, fucking no-brainer.
On top of everything he did playing.
And runs a successful business in Violent Gentlemen. Like, he's a fucking beast.
Being that type of guy, exactly, Violent Gentlemen, all that. Like you said, to me, it's a no-brainer hire. I don't understand. Who's that fucking guy, that article you sent me? That dude's a fucking idiot.
Dude, I forget his name. He's a huge, like, TSN Canadian writer. But he's a fucking moron. That was one of the biggest pieces of trash, like, articles I've ever read.
That article was dog shit.
What the fuck was that guy's name?
I don't know. I don't know. I tried not to look at it when I was reading it.
Colin Kaepernick?
Okay.
I was like, did he not fucking hear me? That was funny shit.
I'm pretty sure that Download Champ, a.k.a. Fourth Line, said, as he retweeted it, another bum article from, and it said his name.
Oh, yeah, he did for sure. Now, but I can't think of his fucking name, dude. But yeah, Download Champ definitely did.
So I'm pretty sure that he don't like him either.
No, he doesn't like any hockey writer, ever. I think the only good hockey writer to him is a dead one. speaking of George Parros and Westgrath, before I forget, October 1st, Ice Guardians is on Netflix. So all you bags of shit that haven't seen it yet or paid for it, now you get to watch it for free and take money out of the pockets of these gentlemen's families. But no, you must watch it. Give it. I don't like that Netflix is thumbs up, thumb down anymore. But definitely give it a thumbs up.
It's thumbs up, thumbs down. It's not rating anymore.
On my PlayStation, it is. It wasn't on my Wii, but it is on my PlayStation.
Huh.
I don't know. It's fucking a bummer. And also, if you live in the Belleville or Mansfield, Mid Ohio, Columbus area. I'm actually getting in the works of screening Ice Guardians, where all the proceeds would go to Parker's Platoon, so keep your ears out for that. It's in the works. I gotta figure it all out. Sometimes I get a little excited and get these ideas, and then you end up doing 31 season previews in, like, 31 days and not having enough time to live or, like, clip your toenails and then... Now you're fucking trying to play movies for people that probably aren't going to come, and now I'm stressed out. So,
yeah, anyway. I haven't put my toenails in like 3 years.
That's fucking gross. Keep your eyes out for that. I'll keep it up on the Twitter and all that shit. So the rules were cool with the offsides. The other ones seem kind of fucky, but what are we going to do? I mean, I'm still going to watch hockey every night, so.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, as much as I don't. I mean, they've changed every sport. They've changed rules. And the only sport they really haven't changed is basketball. They've changed rules in baseball, and they've changed rules in NFL drastically. Basketball, I'm not sure what you do to even change the rules.
No more super teams.
Yeah, but I mean, like in football, they've changed a lot of shit in football.
The one I don't like specifically in football and college football is the kids getting kicked out of the game for targeting.
Yeah, I like the half shit.
Yeah, a lot of that though is like an 18 year.
We lost Jalen Smith a couple years ago. To
target, yeah,
and lost that game because we didn't have the best defensive player on the field anymore.
Well, and then a dude from Notre Dame got hit in that game too, and they didn't call it. But what I don't like about it is watching like a 19 year old kid get walked off. Walked off the field, and like everybody's looking at him. At least let them stay out there until halftime or something. Like,
yeah. He's walking off the field crying because he thinks he fucking let his fucking grandma down.
Yeah, there's got to be a better way to do it. For me, that's just not the that's not how it should be handled. Especially because a lot of the times it's an accident. I mean, it really is.
Yeah, it's never targeting, ever.
Right.
It's never legit targeting.
Sometimes, but barely.
If refs have ever played football, dude, you don't think fast enough. I'm going to fuck this guy in the head with my head.
No.
You're just thinking, I'm going to hit him as hard as I can because I'm trying to make a tackle.
Now, I mean, you played football, so there's times where I've hit people head on head, and I went, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything goes black, and you're like, oh, that was my head. That was for real.
You get up, and for some reason, it tastes like you're swallowing metal for some reason.
Yeah, that's you dying.
You're like, wait a minute. Why does it taste like there's a piece of steel in my mouth?
So, we're going to go through the Wednesday night rivalries here. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Is this the fucking full schedule? This shit. This can't be right. No. Just fucking show the whole fucking schedule. What kind of. Here we go.
It's the most diverse schedule ever, is what NBC Sports said. So
yeah, they fucking said that last year, too, dude.
You have the full schedule?
I got it now. Opening night. And I'll say them, and you tell me if this is, you know, to each one, if it's a rivalry or not, in your eyes, as a hockey fan. Opening night, October 4th, 8 p.m., Wednesday night rivalry. St. Louis Blues going to Pittsburgh.
No,
so 0 for 1.
That has to be just a Wednesday night. That can't be. I think that's just NBC Sports game, right?
No, it's Wednesday night rivalry, dude.
Jesus Christ.
The next week, October 11th, Pittsburgh at Washington.
Yes.
Absolutely. Now, maybe not after this year. Fuck, if Ovechkin doesn't do something, dude, that they're, and I don't think Washington's going to be that good. I really don't. But we'll get into that this weekend. Chicago at St. Louis.
Yes.
Absolutely. This one is puzzling. Buffalo traveling to Columbus.
Absolutely. In Buffalo in Columbus?
Buffalo in Columbus. The only rivalry there is that fucking kid that used to go to Mass with the fucking Sabres sweater on, me kicking his ass.
Hang on, you like this. Alright, sorry, keep going. I gotta keep reading. I can't believe that.
That one is the NHL being cheap and being like, shit, they're like 3 hours away from each other. Let's do that. Next one, Philly at Chicago.
It doesn't seem right.
No, I'm leaning towards no in that one.
I feel like Philly could be a rival with almost anyone because of the just its Philly.
Right, everybody hates Philly sports.
So, and it's, I mean.
I'm going no.
I feel like Chicago, Philly's got potential just because of their fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Chicago fans are going to be the same way the Philly fans are going to be.
Well, and I'm sure. Look this up. Top markets in the NHL, because I'm sure Philly and Chicago are in the top five. You know what I mean?
That's my point with their fans.
Right. The next one's Boston versus New York in New York, Original Six. That's a rivalry, right?
That's Boston, New York. I mean, that's any sport, Boston, New York.
Right. Next is New York at Chicago. That's not a rivalry for me.
I don't know. It doesn't seem as important as some of them.
It's one of those Original Six things, man. Tampa Bay at Boston.
No,
shit, no.
No, shit. That doesn't scream rival weekend to me, or rival night, or rival anything.
No, and this is your showcase night for Americans. You know, they're watching Wednesday Night Rivalry because it's on television. They actually can see a hockey game that night.
Tampa Bay in Boston?
Tampa Bay in Boston, 7:30, November 29th. You'll be watching.
Why don't they just make them, like, league play conference play every Wednesday? Like, then they'd start getting some games.
That is conference.
I mean, all of them.
Every single one?
Like, divisions. Like, you only would play your division every, like how Thursday night is NFL, it's always, you know, like, Bengals, Steelers. It's always a a division rival.
Well, that game would be that. They're both Atlantic.
I know, but talking about all of them, like Chicago, Philly, like what's
that? Ah, I see. Next one, Chicago at Washington, does nothing for me.
No, that's strictly Ovi and Taze and Kane. That's strictly fans.
That's a money game.
That's a fan night.
Yep, that's a money game. Boston at Detroit, absolutely. Then Detroit at Philly, another one of those. Because even with Detroit being piss poor last year, they were still top, I think, five for the hockey market viewers of games.
If you don't put the Flyers on TV, you're dumb.
Oh, yeah. People, that's all they do, especially in December. It's cold here. And like, you know, then Chicago and New York, Minnesota at Chicago, Montreal, Boston. That's a good one. Toronto, Chicago. I would rather see Toronto against someone else, to be honest. I'd like to see Toronto, Edmonton.
Yeah, but now it's Kane and Matthews. It's money game.
You know what's weird? Edmonton doesn't have one.
They're not even on Wednesday night.
No, Connor McDavid is not on Wednesday night at all. Not one time. That doesn't make
sense. The Penguins are
once? Twice, three, four times. How is Connor McDavid not on there once?
The Penguins probably play the Islanders like twice.
No. So it's, where was I? Toronto, Chicago, then Philly, Washington, Boston, New York, Detroit, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Philly, which that one's going to be great, always is. Pittsburgh, New York, Boston, St. Louis, New York, Washington, and close it out with Chicago versus St. Louis.
That's a good one to end it.
And then they got the nightcap games, Philly, San Jose, Montreal, Los Angeles, Nashville, San Jose, Tampa Bay, San Jose, Pittsburgh, Anaheim. So Pittsburgh will get
the what?
The like Wednesday night, the second games. Those are some of those. Like, you know, the West Coast games. I can't believe Connor McDavid isn't on there. That's crazy to me.
Who's the who plays the Classic this year?
Winter Classic is Rangers Sabres on January 1st. And then Toronto and Washington play at the Academy, Naval Academy, on March 3rd. Which, that one's what, the Stadium Series?
Yeah.
All-Star Games in Tampa. No one gives a fuck about that.
Fucking Tampa!
Tampa! Tampa, bitches!
Fucking Tampa!
have you got an NHL 18 yet?
No. I'm really sad about it.
Me too. I'm supposed to be getting a quarterly bonus, I think, next paycheck, so I think it's definitely bought for that. I've heard good things, though.
The first ever home game, October 10th, Vegas Golden Knights.
Yes, and that first Detroit game is what?
October 5th.
That's at Little Caesars?
Yeah.
Have you seen the inside of that place?
Yeah, it looks like the coolest place ever.
It's
worst name ever, coolest place ever.
Yeah, you got to go ahead and you got to take that orange ink off the ice. Like, in the center ice, it has Little Caesars and orange. It looks like shit.
Yeah.
It looks,
I didn't know the Pistons were playing there, too.
Yeah, unfortunately.
They're not playing at the Palace anymore?
No, what was going to happen is Pistons were going to get their own arena, a new arena, in Detroit, but literally 2 months ago, they made a deal with Little Caesars Arena where they'll share it now.
Which, Ian Cole grew up in Detroit.
Oh, dude, the outside of that arena is sick too. There's like a fucking mega theater out there and shit. But it's weird because Detroit's never really shared. I mean, never has shared an arena, so that'll be a little weird.
Yeah.
But that's just the way it is. I mean, most hockey teams share their arena with a basketball team. I know Pittsburgh doesn't, Columbus doesn't, but, you know, most of the other ones do. Edmonton doesn't.
L.A. is like 9 teams playing there.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how they schedule that fucking thing. That'd be a goddamn nightmare.
their workers lose their mind because their seats go from fucking, their seats turn different colors.
Yeah, that's fucking.
They take the seats out.
See, there's no reason for that.
It should just be like black seats. People, they change them for the Clippers. They change them for the Lakers. They change them for the Kings.
People,
a couple years ago, they'd all have playoff games there. Lakers, Clippers, and the Kings were all in the playoffs.
People in Flint can't get clean water, and they have six different chairs in there. That's all right. We got a few more things to round up, and we'll get off here, Big Ren. Congratulations to Brian McGranton, the winner of the first ever Bob Probert Invitational Enforcers Tournament ran by Fourth Line Voice. It was a fucking sham. Scott Parker made the top eight, got cheated out. Leaf bots fucking doing fake votes, fake news. But Brian, congratulations. And his fans really came out for him. Basically, he would retweet it and the voting might as well just shut down because his fans were on
I was going to say, he was retweeting them.
Yeah, the dude and his fans were coming fucking full force with that shit.
He was retweeting, like you said, once he started retweeting it.
It was, yeah.
It was crazy. And then I seen he was like retweeting the fact that he won and shit.
That's so badass. Dude, that tournament was fun as fuck. I was getting bombarded with hatred, though, on my fucking Twitter, but it was a shit ton of fun. What's the one he's doing right now? It's the Gordie Howe Power Forward tournament?
Yeah.
And that just opened up yesterday, Monday. Today's Tuesday. So go vote on that Fourth Line Voice Twitter. The last thing I wanted to talk about was Leupel and Duchesne. So have you heard about this Leupel and the Maple Leafs shit? I think that's how you say his name, Leupel.
Well, what, he didn't play last year or what?
Right, so he was on IR. I think he might have been on IR for a couple years.
Yeah.
So he put up like a picture on Instagram of him like snowboarding, right? So people were like, yo, when are you going to come back, dude? Blah, 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 blah. And he tweeted something about like, oh, you know, if they weren't cheaters, I would be back or something like that. And, but he ended up taking down the fucking tweet and deleting it or whatever. I'm trying to find out what exactly he said. Oh,
I know.
He has a picture of him snowboarding. He tweeted and later deleted. Ha ha ha! Failed physical. They cheat. Everyone lets them. Talking about the Maple Leafs, because if they keep him on IR, they don't take a cap hit.
Yeah.
And. Yep. He's worth $26.25 million. You know what I mean? So this is the second year in a row that he's failed his physical.
What do they have to pay him if he's not playing? Nothing?
I mean, he's got to get paid something, but not.
There's probably guaranteed money in this contract.
Right. See, that's the kind of shit I don't know. So it says what I'm reading here is it says he's going to get $5 million anyhow, but it doesn't count against their cap. That's what happens. So they still pay him, but they don't have to mark it down so they can still, pay Matthews more money or Marner or sign someone else. You know what I mean?
But if he's not hurt, why would they just that is fucked if it's real.
He said it was. Why would he fucking lie?
He would know if he could play.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he's fucking snowboarding, he's fine. But that's fucking weird.
Oh, so, all right. Listen, I'm that dude, and I love playing hockey. But if you're going to pay me $5 million to fucking sit in my house, I might not care.
Yeah. But
can I be part of the team? Can I come to practice and wear a hat?
Well, here's the thing here. He was a part of this team when they fucking sucked.
Yeah.
And now they're good and he can't fucking play. And if you're a competitor, you're not one to sit at home, dude. $5 million is really cool, but he just made $5 million last year.
Yeah, I agree. I like winning. I like winning. And how does he not add value to your team?
I don't know his game that much.
Babcock doesn't want him? I mean, what's the issue?
Trade him.
That's what I'm saying. Do something. Let these fucking dudes play the game.
Right.
If he's being held out for your own money benefit, that's fucked.
That's, yeah.
I really hope he's just failing on the physical and he's just being a dick.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's what your boy said, Don Cherry. Don Cherry tweeted this out. It was a document. It's obviously more than 140 characters, but it has been said the worst thing in this is quote Don Cherry. It has been said the worst thing an athlete can have is a Twitter account. Take for instance Joffrey Lupel. I can hear his agent now after reading Joffrey's tweet where he said the Leafs cheat, indicating he's healthy and can play, but the Leafs don't want him and his $5 million contract for the team cap. Who he is accusing is the guy in charge, Lou Lamoriello. Joffrey, shake your head. Lou is so straight-laced, as they say. He won't allow long hair on his team. Matt Martin had to cut his hair before he reported. Do you really think that he went to the doctor and said, don't pass, Lupel? First, that's saying he would risk his reputation, and what about the doctor and his reputation? There is no way this happened. Joffrey, you're getting $5 million for doing nothing. Lay on the California beach, collect the dough. Lou might bend a few rules, but he would never cheat. Word of advice, don't piss him off. Keep your mouth shut. Don Cherry.
I was thinking everything he just said. So for about the third time in my life, me and Don Cherry are on the same page.
Yeah, something's fucking weird, though. And then what have you heard about Duchene? Something's got to happen with him, man. He's too good.
This is why I like Duchene. I like the fact that he says, I'm here to honor my contract. I'm here to respect the fans. I'm here for my teammates. So I'm going to play. Like, I'm here. This is what I'm doing.
Yes.
I like that he's not being an idiot about it. But clearly, someone just trade him.
Yeah, I think old Sakic.
It's up to Sakic to get rid of him.
Yeah, I think he might lose his job.
Colorado hero is gonna get fired.
What I hear is Columbus. A lot of Columbus talk. I wouldn't like to see Ryan Murray traded, but you know, Matt Duchene. He's a fucking hell of a centerman, so, you know, at the end of the day, I just don't know. You can't be a young defenseman. Duchene didn't have a very good year last year, but he's obviously not happy where he's at, but he is being a professional and at least showing up. And
yeah, they asked him 3 days ago, and he said, I haven't thought that far ahead. I'm going day by day. Because they're asking him, like...
There's no way he finishes the season in an Avalanche sweater. There's just no way. It just doesn't happen.
As of right now, there's nothing. There's no trade talks. So he's starting the season with them as of now.
Yeah, he'll be gone. Fuck the Avalanche for not trading him. Fuck Josh Anderson for not signing in Columbus. Makes me sick because Columbus could have fucking put him up to the expansion draft. Las Vegas could have taken him. We could still have fucking William Karlsson. So fuck you, Josh Anderson. And fuck you, Andreas Anthony, see you. What, you're going to play in Russia for a year for real?
Oh, he did finally do it?
No, he hasn't. But, I mean, we start next week, dude. Hockey starts next week. These guys aren't fucking Tom Brady. Sign. Go report. Let's play.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't get that.
You want to go to Russia and play for a year?
What's he want so bad that they won't give him? They can't agree.
Like $2 more million. But I've heard he's a fucking dickhead. Because I've always wondered why he only averages like 13 minutes on the ice when he's super fucking talented, and it's because from what
he always feels good.
From what I hear, he's a fucking asshole. So maybe Detroit's not in too much of a hurry to fucking do that just because he's a prick, and maybe they'll say, fuck you, go play in KHL, and we'll own you when you get back anyhow.
Yeah, let him go over there. Let it happen.
Yeah, it's where fucking dreams go to die, KHL.
No one took Jagr in 2004 because they thought he was old. He had to go overseas to play, and it's happening all over again.
That fucking poor guy, dude. That poor guy. I can't believe it.
Tell me he's not better than some of the people on teams.
Oh, he's better than a lot of people. He's just worth a lot more money.
So why, if he wants to play so bad, why didn't he just take a pay cut? He's got money. He's been to NHLs.
Dude, 28 years. You know there's rules about that shit where you can't take so much of a pay cut. Like, it's just, there's fucking...
Oh, there's a veteran minimum in there.
Yeah, there's bureaucracy behind it, dude, where it's out of his hands. He could say, I'll play for fucking free. They're not going to let him. You know what I mean?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it's fucked up. It's fucked up. I hate it. I want to see him play at least one more year. I want him to leave under his terms, not get fucking Shane Doaned, disrespected, and now they're going to retire his jersey.
I want Pittsburgh to take him.
Dude, I did too. If I could pick a team for him to go to, that's who it would be.
I don't get why Rutherford won't just do it.
I don't know.
They let fucking Lemieux come back for no reason.
Oh, I mean, Lemieux was fucking already on that team, I bet, at that point.
Yeah, but they let him come back, I mean, and then play for fucking 8 games and leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see what happens, man. Do you got anything else?
UBL. Hashtag UBL.
Hashtag UBL. Unhealthy Biscuit League. We need 4 fucking people. Don't fuck this up for me. Sign up. If you're in Mount Vernon.
I think everyone's scared.
I know, people are fucking lame, dude. We'll get 4 people. I guarantee it. If you're in the Mount Vernon area, go to Lucid Float Spas. Take a float. Get a massage. You'll feel better. We are always brought to you by Lucid Float Spas. And it's the only thing we do besides watch hockey and fuck our wives is go to Lucid Float Spas. Randy.
I can't disagree with that comment.
Where can these fucking faggots find us?
Twitter at the Biscuit Pod. Is that it?
Absolutely not. Instagram, Facebook, Biscuit Podcast. We are on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music. We are not on Spotify. They won't accept us because of our language. So write them an email and tell them they're fucking pussies.
Yeah, fuck Spotify.
Dude, there's so much crazy shit on there. I don't know. I'm sure they will eventually.
Is that Tools not on there?
Yeah, because fucking Maynard doesn't make enough money off of it.
I'll tell you what, if he's not on there, I don't want to be on there. Fuck him.
I like it, yeah. Fuck you, Spotify. Suck a dick. I think that's everything, right? And it's going to be every week now, guys. It's fucking hockey season. The Biscuit's back. Big Rand's back. Don Cherry's fucking talking smack.
Biscuits are done, man.
I have a question for you. Where's fucking Dark Guy? Huh? Not fucking podcasting. Irrelevant. Randy was right. Big Rand was right.
I told 15 minutes of fame. I'm famous for the rest of my life. He's famous for 15 minutes.
Freedom. Hockey. The Biscuit!